Hello again, VoiceTubers. This is your host, Steve, back to host a second pronunciation challenge. I'm really excited to get to spend more time with all of you, and I hope you're ready to have fun and learn at the same time, because that is the goal today. Today's challenge comes from a video that warned people about trusting the advice of successful people too much. Ooh. I'm not sure how many of you guys have read self-help books, or maybe watched some self-help videos, or maybe even listened to some self-help podcast. I know I have before. I really like a podcast called The Art of Manliness, which gives you a lot of cool information on how to better yourself and sort of comes from other people's lives. I've also read books on money, how to better manage money, how to become more healthy. So I definitely think it's really great to have all this knowledge out there and be able to read about ways that we can improve ourselves. But I do think that there is no one book or one TV show or one podcast that can make all of our lives better. You know, it's really hard to say this is something everyone should do. So I think we should be a little bit skeptical sometimes of information that seems too good to be true, information that might not be realistic. Anyways, let's get to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's sentence says, "Yet it's only when you factor in both the happily married and the bitterly divorced that you get a better picture of what's really going on." I'll say that one more time. "Yet it's only when you factor in both the happily married and the bitterly divorced that you get a better picture of what's really going on." All right, let's talk about the pronunciation for just a second. So we're using this word both today. Both the happily married and the bitterly divorced. So we have two things, happily married people and bitterly divorced people. So when we use the word both, that word tends to be stronger. It's emphasized. So listen to this. Both the happily married and the bitterly divorced. So the words both and are both stronger because you want to let the listener or whoever you're talking to know that there are two different things you're going to mention. And also be careful with that word bitterly. Bitterly divorced. The British pronounce their T's differently than Americans. I'm American, so I pronounce it with a soft T, like bitterly, bitterly. Maybe that sounds like a D to you. I don't know. I know a lot of people have trouble hearing it when they're trying to learn English. So sometimes American T's and D's can sound the same. So we say bitterly. But a British person would pronounce it with a hard T, which sounds like bitterly, bitterly. Americans say bitterly. British say bitterly. So you can pick which one you like. If you have trouble with some of your sounds, maybe it's a better idea to start with the hard T, like the British say, bitterly. Or maybe you're just going for an American sound or a British sound. So that's completely up to you which way you want to pronounce it. Both are correct. All right, let's talk about the vocabulary today. Vocabulary word number one is factor. Factor. It is a noun or a verb, and it means one of the elements contributing to a particular result or situation. So here is the example sentence. The wide variety of fruit was one of the biggest factors in me deciding to move to Taiwan. I don't know if that's really true. I do love the fruit in Taiwan, but I don't think that's really true. I think the reason I moved to Taiwan was more because of the hiking. So the hiking was a bigger factor for me than the fruit. So you can see factor, we're using it as a noun. It's something that's countable. So we can say one factor, two factors, or 15 factors. But we don't usually say numbers like that. We'll say it's a factor or there are many factors. Yeah, so when you move somewhere, you might need to think of the factors. Maybe you are a city person. So that would factor into whether you move to a big city or a country. Maybe you don't like hot weather. Maybe you like the food somewhere. Maybe you like the culture somewhere. These are all factors you can use to decide where to move. All right, listen to one more example. This is going to use factor as a verb. When trying to find a new job, you need to factor in a lot of stuff like the environment, money, benefits, and location. So it's a similar meaning, but we're saying you need to factor in. So factor usually comes with that word in, factor in, when it's used as a verb. But it basically has the same meaning. Feel free to leave any questions on the different uses of factor below. All right, word number two is bitterly or bitterly. Bitterly or bitterly. It's an adverb, and it means hard to bear, grievous, distressful. So let's check out an example. The couple fought bitterly over whether or not they should get a cat or a dog. Uh-oh, so maybe the wife likes dogs, maybe the husband likes cats. I want a cat. I want a dog. So they're bitterly fighting. You can see this is an adverb. It's talking about the word fight or fought. In this case, it's using past tense. So bitterly fight. I mean, just maybe this is really angry. They're yelling at each other. Hopefully they're not hitting each other, but this is a bad fight. It's not like, ah, I want a cat. I want a dog. Okay. They're actually having a really bad fight over whether they should get a cat or a dog. It's a bitter fight. This word sort of means something like bad or really ugly. Like you could say this example, like Japan and China had a bitter fight in World War II. Now, it doesn't always have to go with fight, though. It could refer to something else, like I had a bitter struggle to climb the mountain. It means I had a really, 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 really hard time climbing that mountain. It was a bitter struggle. It wasn't a little bit hard. It was like really hard. All right, let's check out the last word today. Our final word is divorced. Divorced. It's a verb, and it means any formal separation of husband and wife according to established custom. So check out this example sentence. My parents divorced because they didn't get along and hardly saw each other. Okay, maybe we have some people or maybe we have some listeners out there with divorced parents. Unfortunately, this tends to happen quite a bit in the West. Now, I want to point out that divorce requires a marriage. If a boyfriend and a girlfriend break up, that is not a divorce. We just say they broke up or they had a breakup. But if the husband, we have a husband and a wife and they're married and then they separate, that's a divorce. So divorce only applies to a married couple. If you're not married, you can't divorce. You have to be married. My parents actually divorced when I was 4 years old. I don't really remember that, but yeah, it was kind of weird to travel to two different states to see my family. I would often go to New York for the summers to see my mom, and in the school year, I would actually stay with my dad up in Maine, which is the state where I'm from. So I'm curious, how is divorce perceived in your country? Is it common? Is it rare? Does it carry a stigma? I would like to learn more about your culture, because unfortunately, divorce is common in the USA, but with that said, there are still many happily married couples, so hopefully divorce rates will go down. Well, that does it for today's episode. I hope you enjoy the pronunciation challenge. Today's words were a little bit hard, but I'm sure you can learn them all. Leave your comments and questions and example sentences below, and I look forward to seeing you all in the next episode. Cheers.